This is JIS News. Coming up, JUTC concessionary passengers must have smarter cards to benefit from discounted rates as at September 1. Subcommittee of the Cabinet established to develop strategic response to the treatment of persons in lockups and entrepreneurs encouraged to make use of VTA program. Details after the break.
Jamaicans from all walks of life,
we must save energy and help the Jamaican economy.
Energy saving, we say.
Today.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow. Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Energy saving is not a maybe, it's a must.
Ease up on the energy, up on the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Now the news. Come September 1, Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC's concessionary passengers will only be able to benefit from discounted rates through the use of its smarter cards. Concessionary passengers include children 3 to 11 years of age, students 12 to 20 in uniform, the elderly, and persons with disabilities. Deputy Managing Director of Operations at the JUTC, Kirk Finnegan, says the company has increased and upgraded its top-up locations and improved customer service to ensure persons can access the cards in time for September 1.
There is a card called the concession card, which is a variant of the smarter card. We have been able to tailor cards to specific passengers. And currently, we have passengers that are in two groups. We have adult passengers and we have concessionary passengers. What we're trying to do is to ensure that each concessionary passenger has a personalized card that allows them to access the concessionary fare.
Mr. Finnegan was speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. The smarter cards, which replace cash on the buses, were introduced earlier this year as a means of plugging revenue leakage at the JUTC. A subcommittee of the Cabinet has been established to develop strategic response to the treatment of persons in lockups and correctional facilities. The subcommittee is being led by the Minister of National Security, Peter Bunting, along with Minister of Justice, Senator Mark Golding, and other members. Over the next few days, Mr. Bunting is also to examine a revised lockup administration policy submitted by the Acting Commissioner of Police. The policy contains new arrangements dealing with the care and protection of persons in police custody and is in keeping with a directive from the Minister to the Police High Command. An immediate and comprehensive review of all procedures and arrangements governing detentions will also be carried out. The Ministry of Education is targeting the voluntary relocation of 300 teachers during the upcoming academic year. Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says the ministry is currently in discussions with the Jamaica Teachers Association to achieve this target as soon as possible.
I commend them. I thank the Teachers Association for their cooperation. There is a protocol that we have worked out. To advance that this year, we need to do over 300 this year. We have over 2,000 under-deployed teachers.
Minister Thwaites is also congratulating the 200 teachers who were voluntarily relocated to new schools during the last academic year. He was speaking at a back-to-school conference for educators in Region 3 recently. And entrepreneurs who do not receive funding from the upcoming Financial Information and Real-Time Matchmaking Firm Expo may seek further assistance through the Voucher for Technical Assistance VTA program. The VTA program, launched in May, facilitates the coaching and training of entrepreneurs in an effort to build sustainable businesses.
An entrepreneur can go to a bank, let's say they're seeking a loan, but may have some kind of deficit in their business. They don't have proper financial statements. They don't have a good business plan. What the bank can do on DBJ's behalf is to issue a voucher to this entrepreneur for them to go to a consultant, to a business development organization, to get that service so that they can come back and all things being equal, be able to access that financing.
General Manager of Strategic Services Division at the Development Bank of Jamaica, the DBJ, Claudine Tracy, speaking at a JIS think tank session Tuesday. Ms. Tracy adds that the DBJ is partnering with the Mona School of Business and Management to provide a portal for entrepreneurs to get information about loans that are best suited for their business needs. That was the JIS News. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.